When a person one cares about, lover, spouse, child, is in jeopardy, all else ceases to matter. Failure isn't an option. When what one stands to lose is the person most dear, terror is made manifold. But so are determination and courage. This, then, is the essence of good storytelling. An individual overcoming incredible odds to save a loved one from peril. This is what makes romantic suspense satisfying on multiple levels. And, lest I begin to sound too lofty, let's face it, danger can be a turn-on. Love is Murder is an anthology of short stories penned by some of our most popular romantic suspense authors. In addition, the anthology features stories by writers better known for their thrillers, but who often incorporate into their books the relationship layering that is the trademark of traditional romantic suspense. Also included are three stories that were selected from more than 60 blind submissions: D.P. Lyle's vigilante story, Even Steven; Jim Mackenberg's domestic abuse tale, Execution Doc; and William Simon's riveting high-stakes kidnapping, Spider's Tango. I'm overwhelmed by the quality of all 29 stories, and hope you enjoy reading them as much as I did. Inspired by the above-mentioned writers and others, many talented authors today write in this expansive genre that has diversified to include historical settings, the forensic sciences, police procedurals, the military, the justice system, espionage, the supernatural, and plots ripped from the headlines. The variety offered by romantic suspense is vast, and so is the array of storytelling talent contained within this anthology. It is with a great deal of pleasure that I introduce these stories, written in a genre which might not have a lengthy heritage, but certainly an impressive one. I'm proud to be included. Sandra Brown.
Diamond Drop by Roxanne St. Clair. Sexy, naughty, savvy, and fun, this story has quick, smart dialogue and a fantastic twist. S.B. In spite of the cacophony under the marble dome of Antwerp's central station, Donovan Rush heard the distinct tap of high heels about 10 feet behind him. The main terminal echoed with 100 different languages and shook with the shrill whine of high-speed train brakes on the platform levels, but the music of that familiar feminine drumbeat reached his ears and slowed his step. The footsteps grew closer, preceded by a whiff of peppery perfume, a whisper of a silky sleeve, a subtle clearing of a woman's throat, and she passed him without a glance. But he stole one, and then stayed 2 strides behind her just for the fun of it. Mahogany waves, clipped in a careful French twist, revealed a slender column of a neck, squared but narrow shoulders casually draped in a blood-red scarf, hip-hugging black leather pants molded to a heartbreaker of a backside then tapered over long, lean thighs. And then there were the noise-making shoes. 5 inches if they were a centimeter, platforms, open toes, and little silver buckles that he'd like to unfasten with his teeth. Deadly. Too bad he'd only be in Antwerp for the brief hour it would take to pass security at the Bures Vordia Monthandel, meet with the client's sightholder, take delivery of $2 million worth of rough-cut diamonds, and get back on the Thalys for the return trip to Paris. There was no time for lovelies clad in leather, especially when his boss had sent a text from New York just moments ago, reminding him that the client for this routine diamond drop, Boisvert Jewelers, was run by a CEO who evidently did not tolerate tardiness. Lucy Sharp had ended her brief text with 3 simple words. Don't be late. When the owner of the Bullet Catchers, and queen of understatement, issued a warning like that, no one who wanted to keep his job with her elite security firm would dare disobey, especially not because he was, sightseeing. The woman in front of him slowed almost imperceptibly, glancing to her left, then quickly pretending she hadn't. Donovan did the same, noticing a man outside.